This episode of The Scope is sponsored by
John.
Sponsor an episode today by donating at thescopeshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that can get that spot out of the carpet. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
The Scope debuts another new game. We look at the new season of Lost, and we make more jokes at Adam's expense because he's not here to defend himself again.
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Welcome one and all to episode 66 of The Scope. I am one of three hosts of this particular show. You know me by my maiden name, that would be Shane. We've also got...
Is that of the Kennebunkport Shanes?
Pardon me?
Is that of the Kennebunkport Shanes?
Yeah, I think so.
Why am I so quiet?
I don't know, you're fairly quiet Weird. Today. That muted voice you hear is Jared. He is the second host of the show. You know, I had this whole funny thing set up... I was going to talk about, we have another guest host sitting in. It's Adam, but he's not here, so the joke doesn't work.
Nope.
But we actually have another, a real guest host. That's John.
Hi.
He is John. He's been on the he's been on the show many, many, many times. He is a talented musician, an artist, a raconteur. John, thank you.
I like
for
how you look
here.
At me when you say that.
He's a celebrated chef.
He's known for his French cuisine that he often whips up in the privacy of his own.
I believe he started the organization USA for Africa, right?
With the, of course.
We Are the World.
We Are the World.
I thought that was known.
And then he followed up with the less successful Hands Across America.
Right.
But nobody wanted to stand in Nebraska. No one.
No.
Wow.
There was a big hole.
Don't let Angie hear that.
Yeah. And so actually we've got a fourth member of the show. You guys have heard about it. Yeah. We'll be getting into this as the show goes on, I'm sure, or shows go on. We fall in love with Christian Bale, so...
Am I going to walk around and rip your fucking lights down?
Wow.
He's very, very
Christian,
angry.
Settle down. Please.
I think... So he joins the pantheon of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth.
I can't get to it right away.
Anybody weird and crazy,
yeah,
they're going to be on the show.
Oh, God!
There we go. David Lee Roth. Can you get to Tom
Cruise?
He's
on the floor. Sure. Someone...
Oh, every step has been a life-changing moment for me.
Well, you got two dynamic. You got the docile, quiet,
yeah,
Tom and the angry Christian.
Number of times you're strolling and fucking around in the background.
Wow, he's very, very upset. I was hoping that if Adam were be here, you could just taunt him with the Christian Bale sound effect.
Trash your lights. Do you want me to fucking trash him?
But he's really got a hang up about lights, doesn't he?
Wow, that was
a failure.
And keeping an eye on him.
Ooh, that's some good radio there.
Yeah,
just sitting and listening to Jared pull random clips. Yep. You know, it'll be fun to have a Tom Cruise, Christian Bale voice off at some point.
And rip that! No, shut the fuck up, Bruce.
Bruce. Too bad we don't have a Bruce.
Yeah, too bad he wasn't.
We
yelling.
Need Bruce Gamble clips.
He wasn't yelling at a guy named Adam. That would have been great. Yeah. So yeah, I guess as we continue our the Scope tradition of covering pop culture events that are about a week old.
Yeah.
We're starting with Christian Bale. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk recently on Facebook about this whole thing about, you know, listing 25 obscure things about yourself, which is kind of strange how this has caught on. I mean, it's made pretty big national media attention. I've
really?
Yeah, I've seen it covered on all sorts of things. It was they talked about it on Howard Stern not too long ago.
Hmm.
But, you know, stuff like this has been around either in LiveJournal, Facebook, forever. I mean, am I not mistaken?
Yeah,
there?
I think the format of Facebook allows it to really spread.
Yeah.
Because you see it and you know, you can tag other people that you want to hear from, and yeah, it just kind of starts to spread.
Yeah, it's like wildfire. And I think that the story goes is that one guy thought of it, put it up there, and you know, completely original idea, wink, wink.
And he doesn't get paid 1 cent.
He doesn't get paid 1 cent.
Loser.
So I have never done this, and I'm not sure if I ever will, because I don't have that many interesting facts about myself.
It took me like 2 days to assemble mine. So.
But guess what? Both Jared and John did, and I copied out their list, and I want to talk about a couple
of
these things.
Oh, you bastard.
We'll start with John. John, you... John, I don't know you as well as Jared, or maybe Jared's not as interesting as you, because I didn't... A lot of these things in here I didn't know. Some I did.
Well, that's why I put them in there, because they're things that I was thinking no one would know.
Yeah,
so. That was sort of the point, but yeah.
John's number 8 was, I've been whale watching twice in my life. That actually means he's been to the Rosie O'Donnell show twice. Thank you. So, John, I know this story, I think people would be interested about this. Number 5, you've sold Prince many things, including a bag of Werther's candy. Please tell our listening audience how you've actually cross paths with Prince, our favorite Minnesota musician.
I worked at a magazine, comic, whatever, hobby store close to where he lived, and he would come in once a week, buy magazines. They'd be mostly magazines that had him in it somewhere.
So a little bit of narcissism, speaking
Well, it'd
of.
Be like, you know, like Black Entrepreneur Rolling Stone.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done.
Christian, enough, right? Get over there. And, so he'd come in and he'd usually pick up the magazines, then his limo driver he'd give the limo driver $100. Limo driver would come over and pay for the magazines.
Limo driver, a big guy? What are we talking? What is he? Is he like a bodyguard type?
Yeah, kind of bodyguard.
Yeah.
And, but
it's
a few times.
I have to go.
That's what Prince says, and he just sneaks right out.
A few times, though, he came on his own and he paid by himself, which was like, it looked like it was some kind of therapy. He had to interact with the public.
Oh, really? So, his therapist said, Mr. Prince, you need to go out into the real world. You need to buy a magazine. And
he would hang his head down and he'd
You need
say,
to
like,
use currency.
He'd be like, do you have any Werther's? That's what he said.
I need some Werther's.
Jared, make a note of the time of that. Let's pull that clip. I need some Werther's.
So, yeah, that's basically
it. But he's so short you couldn't even see him over the counter. You thought it was like a 3-year-old child coming in and
do you want some Pokemon?
No, I want some Werther's. Black Entrepreneur. Do you have a Charizard?
That's not a bad imitation of Prince, I gotta say. Looking at your list here, you also have a tactile phobia of stickers. Is that a joke?
No, that's serious.
What does that mean, though?
Does that mean? Does it cross over to tape?
I don't like stickers and, like tape. And
other anything adhesive back?
That's why I like the I voted stickers. I wear them like when I walk out, and then I take them off quick when I get in the car.
You know what? I think for John, if you combine scratch and sniff stickers, because his number 4 is I have no sense of smell,
right?
That could be his hell right there.
I can't smell it.
I can't smell it.
It's
stuck to my body.
Get it off.
Can you smell anything?
No. Ammonia.
You know, I think that it's a very serious subject.
The lack of scent recognition is a big, big deal. Yeah, so that affects how you eat or what you eat?
Well, I have taste, but I'm sure it'd be a lot different if I could smell.
So what tastes best to you? What's something that you love to eat because of the taste?
Steel pussy.
Yeah!
Who needs Adam?
That was great timing. Thanks,
I was waiting for you.
No, I don't know. What do you mean what tastes good?
Like, what's your favorite food to eat?
I don't like pasta.
Does steak? And does steak, that's more of a texture thing then?
Yeah, it could be. Okay. Like, well, with pasta, it's all texture. Because I like macaroni and I like fettuccine and that's about it.
Wow.
But
wow.
If you have the same sauce with other stuff on it, it's with different noodles, then I don't like thinner noodles. I don't like it. But I'm sure a lot of people are like
A little heft in your pasta.
Yeah.
So do you think that one of the reasons why you're such a slight fellow, you're a skinny guy, do you think that your lack of smell has something to do with that? You probably don't eat as much as the average
No,
person?
I eat a lot, but my metabolism is although now that I drink
the metabolism is supersonic, Jared.
Now that I drink a lot of wine, it's starting to wane.
The wine is killing it.
Yep.
So is there anything else, one more thing on the list that you want to talk about, John?
She loves cupcakes.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing that you found most interesting as you were putting this together, or should I pick out another one?
No, I don't remember what's on
Mugged at knife point. Let's talk about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was going to my wife, who was a girlfriend at the time, went to her house. She lived on 31st and Pleasant, right off of Lake Street there.
Rough neighborhood.
Very rough.
In the Minneapolis area.
And I dressed really crappy and dressed like a hobo so I would, not be mugged.
Yeah, so
and apparently
right
it
in.
Didn't work. The guy...
They could smell the monies on you.
Yeah, and I had bus fare. That's all I had. And one cigarette. Bus fare and a cigarette, and he took both.
Hi there. Do you mind if I interview?
Interview. It's going to be a big sound effect day. I love it. Oh, Doug! Did he push it down the stairs after he mugged you?
No, but I could tell... that he was wearing, it looked like a Wendy's manager.
Yeah. Wow.
His tie and shirt underneath his jacket.
White guy?
Black guy. Oh, and he okay. was, his eyes were glazed, you know, so he was on something.
Probably some of that sour cream they put on those Wendy's potatoes.
But he wasn't like psycho crazy. He was just like casual. So I gave my money and turned around, walked away. And he just sit there and like fiddled with the cigarette. And,
fucking something to say to this prick.
Exactly.
Why didn't you knock his ass out, man? That's what you should have done.
No.
Were you scared? I mean, were you thinking I'm in big trouble when this is happening, or did you
no,
think
I
it was
just
sort of a lark?
I just kind of like, okay, take whatever, and backed off and just kept going.
Wow.
So
did your wife have to give you bus fare? Did you parlay that into and spending the night?
No, I just spent the night. Yeah,
very very.
I'm gonna have to stay the night.
Very smooth. I wish I had some.
I was mugged for $1.50 and a single Marlboro.
I went in like I was mugged.
He's crying. Well, speaking of crying,
come here, baby, I'm gonna give you some loving.
Speaking of crybabies, let's move over to Jared's top 25 list. He's got a lot of
crybaby.
Let me connect your number 8 and your number 1.
Okay.
Number 1, most of your food aversions
yes.
are due to texture, not taste.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't like leafy things, it says.
It is true.
But then number 8 is I like spam. I mean, I really like spam.
Yes.
Some people might say the texture of spam is kind of gross in itself.
No, I don't mind the texture. I don't know. I just, something about the saltiness and the flavor, and maybe there's a certain element of the fact that people don't like it or rip on it, and I kind of have to cultivate it as my own and say, yes, I will stand up for you, spam.
And did your mother make you delicious spam meals growing up? Is that part of that?
Here and there. She would fry up some spam in the skillet and, you know,
go back to Hawaii.
It was good. Yeah, they love in Hawaii.
I don't like the little gelatin coating.
Yeah, you have to fry that sucker off. Or
yeah,
I don't
eat it raw out of the can. I always cook it up somehow. But it's good.
You talk to inanimate objects when attempting to coax favorable behavior from them.
Yes.
They do not talk back.
Usually.
Yeah. I find that I talk to myself quite a bit.
Oh, I talk to myself all the time.
And my daughter will catch me doing it. Daddy, why are you talking to yourself?
Yeah. And you'll be like, what was that? I'm like, oh, I'm just talking to the computer. Yep.
I will have full conversations with people, and they won't be there. I mean, I'll have the entire thing mapped out. Like, sometimes I'll talk to Jared.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll talk to my wife and I'll have a conversation with them. It's very, very strange. It's usually when I'm angry with them.
Isn't that like a sign of intelligence, though, is talking out your problems out loud? As long as you're not having a conversation with someone who isn't there.
Yeah.
You're
I don't think that they're there or anything.
No, but yeah.
I don't know. I've never really researched
that. I thought I heard
that.
Something about that. Maybe our listeners can chime in with some information on that.
We're going to go with that.
Yeah.
Jared, I'm going to skip down to something we've covered on the show a lot, but I just have to put it out there again. Number 17, he's a big fan of Howard Stern and think that many people who profess to hate him really haven't listened to his show much and don't understand what the show is really about. Jared, what is the show really about?
Well, that's a really complex answer, isn't it?
It is.
I think at the core of it, it's about being honest about everything. And, you know, and then they really are honest about what they're doing, whether it's, you know, trying to get someone to take their clothes off or whatever. I mean, they're upfront about it. They're not trying to be cheeky about it or euphemistic. They're really, really honest about it. And then of course the core of it all is how the cast interacts with each other.
Sure.
I mean, they've been together, most of them, for over 20 years now, and so they all know each other, and so all of their big arguments are on the air, and all of their good times are on the air. And then one of my favorite shows are when they come back from vacation. They've all got their stories about what they did and everything. And I don't know. For me, that's what makes the show.
It's a masterclass in storytelling.
Yes.
And relaying information. You know, we've done this show for three years now. Is that how long it's been?
Yeah.
And
wow.
I know how hard it is to constantly have content, constantly talk about things. And how they do it on that show is it's very, very impressive.
Yeah. Oh, and it's also the interviews. I mean, they get the interviews on there, and they ask the questions that people want to know answers to. You know, if they've got a guest who wants to go on, but, you know, this topic is off limits or this topic is off limits, they just won't have them on. It's like they want full honesty from their guests as well. So.
Let's say if Christian Bale was doing press for a new movie this week and he went on Stern, the first question they would ask him would be about that rant.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas,
camera. All right. I'm trying to fucking do a scene here and I'm going, why the fuck is Shane walking in there?
Is that me? Did he say my name?
Yeah.
See, now he's getting personal.
I'll be pulling that one for sure.
But, so he will ask those questions, whereas if you look at something, an interview that might happen on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, you know, they his
he'll avoid it.
Bale's agent may say, "Don't talk about this." And guess what? It'll be like it never happened. Or
But then you get Letterman who will.
Yeah, I think Letterman
will still ask those questions even if he's not supposed to.
Letterman does a good job.
Anyway, but that's not the turn. So anyway, that's why I like it.
And John, do you hate Howard Stern because he's a racist chauvinist pig?
That's my favorite kind of pig. No, I haven't watched it. I've watched it a few times, like the show.
Yeah,
you know, when it was on TV, I watched it a few times. But no, I've never been able to.
The
television program that they've had is not a good representation of it. So maybe that's why people don't.
You really need to spend, you know, a good chunk of the show with them to really get a feel about, you know, for the ebb and flow.
I couldn't just jump in, but I wouldn't.
If you listen to the show for a week. I guarantee that you, at the very least, you would have, and this goes with just about anybody who is not slightly prudish. I think you'd have a new respect for what the show does, and you'd probably end up liking it, just because it's, you know.
Well, why do you think everyone hates Howard Stern?
Well, because what he represents. I think that he represents, you know, men doing and saying what they want to, trying to get women naked, talking about tits and ass.
But you think that's why everyone just perceives Howard Stern as. Just that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's what grabs the headlines.
And if you do watch the E shows that they used to have on, or even some of the other things, that's the stuff that's pulled out because it's sort of titillating and salacious, and that's the thing that you're going to want to watch. Whereas if you listen to the radio program, you know, they might have a bit like that once a week, but then there's 16 other hours of the show that they're not talking about that kind of stuff.
Right. They're talking about Artie's drug habit, or they're talking about...
real things.
They're talking about the fact that Howard's parents are getting old and they can't hear anymore, you know, and they don't want to have new technology in their house. I could listen to him talk about his parents forever. Hilarious.
It seems mundane, but it actually works pretty well. So this has been your commercial for the Howard Stern show.
So subscribe to SiriusXM
Don't listen to us.
Or talk to us privately. We'll tell you how to get it.
One last question or one last thing on your list, Jared. This could be one of my favorite fun facts about you.
Okay.
You say, I often have lines form behind me at fast food restaurants and at store checkouts.
Yeah.
It's usually a case where I would be the only person in line and suddenly there are five or six people behind me.
Yeah.
It happens all the time, but only when I'm alone. Well, I've seen it happen
to
you.
Yeah, so I should have edited that because other people have seen it before. Yeah, I think Carrie's seen it too. But
we talk about our real life mutant powers, and at least in the late 90s, that definitely was your mutant power. Early oddies. It's just strange. You go into a store, and it's just this line of people form behind you. It gets very busy very quickly.
It's very It's like there's one checkout, and then I'll be the first one in line.
Well, he must be a born leader.
I don't know what it is. It's very. I also have. I guess sort of a side power, and then I
his secondary manifestation.
But I'll often, when I'm leaving a store, the person in front of me will be the person who's parked right next to me. It's very strange. That happens more frequently than to be just chance.
So that makes it very easy for you to pull them into your car and kill them.
Well, I usually have a bag of Werther's candy with me. So.
No,
it's just very strange. It's like I'll see this person walking ahead of me. I'm like, they're going to be right next to me, and sure enough. They're parked next to me. I've had it happen a couple times where we've parked right next to each other at the same time and then done our business and then left the store at the same time. It's very odd. I don't know if that means anything, but
I'm not sure if it does either.
But sometimes my line power implodes and I'm then in the world's longest line, or I just happen to select
the worst
checkout ever. You know, I'll get in a line where there's two people. And inevitably they somebody has forever. Some sort of crazy problem.
They're counting out by pennies.
Either counting up pennies or they're writing a check or something's priced wrong or I don't even know. But you know, obviously if I had gone in any other line it would have been much quicker. But yeah.
I got that same power.
It happens. So you have the same power.
So you're saying I'm not unique.
No, the same power as the
secondary manifestation.
The difference is I can smell everyone who's in line.
Yeah, and you can't
they don't smell good.
Well, speaking of smelling,
go back to Hawaii.
Speaking of smelling, guys, we've got a great show that smells terrific, and John will not be able to participate in that, so hopefully it'll taste good too. As Jared teased, we've got a brand new game premiering right here on the Scope. I will explain the rules in just a couple of minutes when we get into it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a look at the current season of Lost. Wow.
Yawning on the radio.
You know, I know that other podcasts out there do the Lost thing better than we do, but too bad. It's Jared and one of our favorite shows we're going to talk about.
We get our own perspective.
Exactly. Is it as good as ever? Does it suck as much as season two? So says a bunch of dummies. And we'll do Coming Soon and all the other great little tidbits you expect from The Scope.
Word.
So this is episode 66. John, buckle up. Get ready.
Sign of the Beast.
Hello there. This is Jared.
And this is Shane. We're two of the three hosts of The Scope, a new podcast coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Our third host, Adam, is off preparing for Passover, but we promise he'll be ready for the premiere. Hey, Jared, why don't you talk a little bit more about the show?
All right, I think I can do that. Fabulous secret powers were bestowed upon us the day we held aloft our magic microphone and said,
by the power of...
Hey, man, what the hell are you doing?
I'm channeling my inner strength to talk about the scope. Hello?
I think you need to keep that inner strength in your pants.
Fine.
Okay, let's cut to the chase, Jared. We really don't know what the scope is going to be about.
Not a clue.
But we'll give you our solemn oath that it will be awesome.
You can take that to the bank.
We'll probably talk a little bit about ourselves.
Of course.
Maybe review some cool and not so cool stuff.
And we'll have some pre-produced bits.
Because we're not that good.
The thing I can guarantee, your host of the scope will sound like complete idiots. I think that's reason enough to check us out. Jared, is there anything else you want to add to this mess?
Of course. 10 plus 5 is 15. Huh? Oh, that's not what you meant, is it? What I mean to say is, the scope will be what I call online very soon. In the meantime, keep checking thescopeshow.com for details.
Or details, it's up to you.
Whatever you want. You can also subscribe to our feed and have the first episode delivered right to your doorstep by beautiful women. Wouldn't that be cool? So thanks for listening, and remember, The Scope, we're vomit-free since 93.
Sorry, yeah, we're back. Yeah. Jared, thanks for pulling out that moldy oldie. It's embarrassing to listen to that.
Who were those kids?
It's very strange. Speaking of Howard Stern, if you listen to some of the early episodes of Howard Stern, his voice doesn't sound anything like him.
Yeah, no.
In 3 years, your voice doesn't sound anything like you.
Well, that's what happens when you speak on the mic on a regular basis.
You figure it out.
I guess.
So we've got a new game, John. I'm thankful that you're here because we could not play it without you.
All right.
We're calling this game Name That Celebrity in a Predetermined Amount of Questions. That's the best title I could get.
That's nice and brief.
I think the title speaks for itself. So listen, here are the rules.
Yeah.
You two listen carefully. John, you can hear. That is part of your senses, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is how we're going to play it. I'm going to read a quote from a Hollywood superstar. I'm going to scratch out Adam's name and write in John. John and Adam.
John and Adam is here. He's traveled through time to participate in the game.
John and Jared will then bid on how many questions they can ask me about this superstar. So it's kind of like Name That Tune.
I'm going all in on everyone.
The person who bids the lowest has to ask me the number of questions and then guess the name of the individual. If you're right, the point goes to you. If you're not, the point goes to the other guy. The first player to 3 points wins. So I've got a demo question here. And I will read this quote, and then Jared will start by saying, I can name that in so many questions. And then John will counterbid him or tell Jared to ask those questions.
Counterbid.
Wow. This is going to be...
So listen, so here is the quote. I didn't just fall off the wagon. I let the wagon fall on me. So Jared, how many questions? And ask it in the correct format, too.
So wait, I have to tell you how many...
Yeah, you'd say, Shane, I could name that celebrity in...
That's the
questions.
Correct format. Shane. Dear like, Shane.
Dear Shane.
Oh, boy.
How many questions would it take you?
Shane, I can name that celebrity in 6 questions.
6 questions. John, you heard Jared. He said 6 questions. That seems like a lot. Can you do better?
I will. Shane.
Yes.
I can name that celebrity in 5 questions.
Goes back to you, Jared.
I can name that celebrity in 4 questions.
John, it's getting deep in here.
God, we need some tense build-up music, but...
I should do that.
Jared's going to learn some tense build-up music. While he's thinking, Jared, if you forget...
I'll go 3.
John says, Shane, John says 3 questions, Jared.
John, name that celebrity.
Okay, so John, now you've got 3 questions to ask me.
Okay.
And then the last thing you do is give me the name of that celebrity. So it doesn't count. That doesn't count towards your questions. So 3 questions, and then give me that celebrity name. anything you want to ask, I will do my best to answer.
So it'd be like, Shane, is this celebrity a woman?
Yes. You have two remaining questions before you answer.
Shane, is this celebrity a Hollywood actress?
I will say sometimes.
Shane.
If I could smell, would she smell delightful?
Is this woman a Caucasian?
No.
Ooh.
So that is
those are your three questions.
So now you have to give me an answer. And this is just a test question.
Shane, is this celebrity Oprah Winfrey?
That is correct, John.
Wow.
What's Oprah Winfrey talking about how she's gained 40 pounds since 2006?
Oh.
So that was our test question.
Okay. So now we know how it goes.
Now we know how it goes. Now this right here is our first real celebrity quote for the game. John, we're going to start with you. So after you hear, give me your opening bid. The question is, when people moan about being a celebrity, I think, oh, please, sort yourself out. It's the greatest job in the world. John, how many questions do you need to tell me who this celebrity is?
What? I can name this celebrity, or Shane, I can name this celebity in three questions.
Three questions? Right away. Bold statement.
Can I hear the quote again?
You certainly can. When people moan about being a celebrity, I think, oh, please sort yourself out. It's the greatest job in the world. Three questions was what John says.
John named that celebrity.
Jared, not even going to make
it. Damn it.
I don't have a clue.
John's already bringing strategy into the game, trying to get Jared to overcommit.
I failed miserably.
Okay, John, start asking your questions. Question one.
All right, Shane, is this celebrity a female?
No. So he's already eliminated half of the celebrities in one question, Jared.
Well, there are animals as well.
That's true.
I'm not sure if the talk.
It might be arf arf.
Shane?
Yeah.
Is this celebrity... I'm going to use these same questions. Shane, is this celebrity a Caucasian?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Caucasian male, perhaps? Maybe a Caucasian giraffe. We're not sure.
Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Was this celebrity born in the U.S.?
No.
Whoa.
John, making a big, big statement right there.
Now he's eliminated the U.S. as a country of origin. That only leaves, what, England, the Congo, Bahrain.
And Iceland,
yes.
So, John, now you've got to give me this celebrity's name, or Jared gets the point.
Crap. Shane, is this celebrity
DJ Lance Rock?
Russell Crowe?
John?
Shane?
You are incorrect.
Damn it!
Jared, do you have a guess based on those questions?
Nope. I don't have
a clue. It's a tough one. John was zeroing in on it when he said, not born in the USA, he got that. And then the other part of the quote, oh, please sort yourself out, sounds like it's a foreigner because Americans don't say that. The correct answer is Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell talking about celebrities that just aren't happy with their status. Well, John, you are down 1.20. Jared is in the lead. Now it's time for another question.
Oh, we're going into negatives now?
No. It's time for another quote, and Jared will start the bidding after he hears the quote. It is, I go to bed at like 9:30 every night, and I don't get out or anything. I just feel like I'm an old fart. Jared, how many questions?
Just feel like I'm an old fart. I can name that celebrity in five questions.
Jared goes high with five questions. John, is five too many for you?
Shane, I can name this celebrity in four questions.
Holy cow.
Four questions. Jared tapping his lips.
These questions are yes-no questions, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if there is, as in the Oprah example, right, if there's a maybe, I can give you that sort of thing. But most of the questions have to be yes-no for the most part.
John, I can name that celebrity in three questions.
Three. Name that celebrity, Jared.
I knew that
nobody
was
is going for that too, Jared. So the onus is on you.
Yes.
To continue increasing your lead. You've got three questions to do that. Start it up.
Shane, does this person work in radio?
No.
Damn. That was my first guess gone.
That crossed Shane off the list.
Shane, is this celebrity male?
No.
No? Okay. So, it's a female who does not work in radio.
Does this celebrity work at a car wash?
Oh, boy. What was the quote again? One more time.
I go to bed at like 9:30 every night, and I don't go out or anything.
At like 9:30.
I just feel like an old fart. Jared, that one question, this is going to change the world.
I have a question. Oh, that's right. I have one more question, don't
you
I?
You do. You don't have to guess. You've got a question. If you want to guess, you can. John will be happy for you
I'm
to guess.
I'm going
to
use the question.
Okay.
Does this person work in film?
Sometimes.
So it could be film and television or film and spokesmodeling. Hmm.
So now it's time to pay the piper.
Hmm.
Your guess is?
My guess is going to be, Shane, my guess is Tina Fey.
Jared, that is an intellectual guess, but it is incorrect. The correct answer is Britney Spears.
Oh.
Discovering the true meaning of being a parent. So in best out of five, you guys are tied 1-1.
We're failing.
Nobody's got a correct celebrity and the real questions, but maybe John can change his fortunes on this quote. I shave and groom my private areas. It's a better presentation for me. If men require women to go through the pain, we should return the favor.
Wait, say that again?
I shave and groom my private areas. Don't you dare pull that out as a clip.
There's music behind it, so.
As a drop. I shave and groom my private areas. It's a better presentation for me. If men require women to go through the pain, we should return the favor. So there's some tips in there. There's some hints already. Okay. How many questions can you use to get this correct answer? To name that celebrity, John.
Oh... Sir Shane, I can name that celebrity in four questions.
Four questions, Jared. He's not even messing around with five. He's saying four.
Shane, I can name that celebrity in three.
He's showing me his fingers. He knows what the number three is.
Tres preguntas, señor.
John, I don't know if Jared's confident or if he's trying to get you to make a misstep.
He's hard to read. He's a hard fella to read. All right, Jared, Shane.
Yeah.
Whoever you are over there.
Yes.
Name that celebrity.
Jared, you've got three questions. If you listen to the quote correctly, one of those questions are eliminated.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a man.
I'm not commenting on that.
Is this celebrity known for being shirtless?
No.
No. Damn, there goes my guess.
There goes Lou Ferrigno off the list.
So far we know
this is
that
tough.
It's a shirted male.
Shirted male. Is the celebrity Shane? Is the celebrity? Does he work in the music industry?
Correct.
Ooh, that was a total guess. I have one more question though.
One more question.
Shane, does a celebrity sing in a rock and roll band?
No.
Damn it! This is impossible. We don't know
these
people.
I think you guys need to maybe start with a higher question total instead of getting out of that three.
I guess.
Jared, give me
there's
a,
only so many hours
give me a
in
guess.
The day.
So let's just recap. We know it's a shirted male who yes. works in the music industry,
yes.
but not in a rock band.
Not in a rock band.
So that... So that pretty much narrows it down to just about
Shane,
two or three people.
I believe this celebrity is Kanye West. I don't know.
Jared?
Yeah.
You don't know how close you were.
Oh, oh man.
The correct answer is Diddy.
Diddy. Damn it.
Y'all shave my private ears.
So John is up.
That's
2-1. John gets the next one correct. Game is over. If not,
hang on, let me shave
we
my
go
poops.
On to a tiebreaker.
Poobs Diddy.
Jared, you start the bidding on this one.
John, I can name this celebrity in 8 questions.
Would you like me to read the quote first?
I'm going all in blind.
Someone's cocky.
I don't know. read the quote.
The quote is this. We found a great rhythm. Contraction started kicking in. I sat there with her right between her legs. We got tribal on it. We danced to it. I was DJing this Brazilian music.
What? Oh, my God.
Very exciting. I love being the host of these game programs.
Jared, Shane, I can name this celebrity in 128 questions.
120 or 28?
128
questions. John, what's your counter bid?
You care to bring it down?
This could be an 8-hour show. If you say 127, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to knock that scent right into you.
All right, Shane, I can name this celebrity in... 8.
Whoa, bold. What a bold.
He knocks 120 questions off.
This is a guy that knows what he's doing.
Wow.
Jared.
Oh, boy. John, I can name that celebrity in 7 questions.
7 questions. How do you say questions in Spanish?
Preguntas. I said it earlier, Shane.
Preguntas.
In German, preguntas. It's Frage. Ich habe eine Frage.
Can you read that quote again, please?
We found a great rhythm. Contraction started kicking in. I sat there with her, right between her legs. We got tribal on it. We danced to it. I was DJing this Brazilian music. Jared, that's 7 questions.
What
I don't
heck?
Have any clue. I'm just, yeah.
All right, Shane, I will figure this dude out in 6.
6 questions, Jared. Counter or make him guess. You can put it in John's hands.
John, name that celebrity.
6 questions. John, goes a little bit, little something like this. If you get this correct, Jared is a loser.
I lose every game, so you're going to get it right.
Okay.
If not, we go to the last question, or the last quote of the game. It's exciting stuff. Go ahead. Ask your first question.
Shane, is this celebrity a movie star?
Yes.
Shane, is this celebrity nominated for any Academy Awards this year?
No. I think I know where you're going with that. Your train of thought.
Shane.
Mm-hmm. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Is this celebrity an American?
Ooh.
Yes, you're halfway done with your questions.
Okay, I gotta choose wisely.
Take inventory, you do.
Jared, are you film actor?
Are you cultivating any ideas right now, Jared?
Not one. No.
I think that if you ask 1 or 2 questions,
maybe 3,
you're going to zero right in on it, and that third one is just for nothing. You don't even have to worry.
That's
about
just to confirm it.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead, John. Step up with question number 4.
Shane, is this celebrity Caucasian?
Yes. Yes. It's always race with this guy.
Well, no, because it narrows it down.
So it's a white American film actor. Two more questions.
Shane, is this celebrity married to a famous person, a famous celebrity?
No.
Interesting.
I don't know where I was going.
I would say to give a little more information. To be fair, I would say quasi famous at best.
Famous because you're married to this person.
Famous for eating a 30-ounce porterhouse.
That doesn't. Okay. That doesn't hurt. But I would say obscure fame. The average person would not know.
I got one more left.
Famous for inventing the ShamWow.
The ShamWow. Yeah. This is the ShamWow creator. If you can get that name, you win.
Earl probably knows it.
Yeah.
Where's Earl?
Last question.
Jeez Louise. cruise ship.
analyze that quote. There's a lot of hints in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you repeat the quote?
We found a great rhythm. Contraction started kicking in. I sat there with her, right between her legs. We got tribal on it, and we danced to it. I was DJing this Brazilian music.
Oh, Johnny Depp's penis.
John, know. You got one question okay. remaining. I got a hunch we're going to the last one, but we'll yeah. see.
Is this celebrity act in comedies?
Yes.
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh.
Wait, do I?
John, you've got to name that celebrity. I mean, it's the yeah. time has come, my friend.
I think okay. I have a guess.
There's a few, but I'm going to say...
There are many out there. My scorecard, I'm getting ready.
But my guess is probably
and your,
incorrect.
And your guess is?
Shane, is this celebrity Steve Carell?
Jared, what do you think about his guess?
I think it's incorrect.
I think you're right. It is incorrect. We're tied 2-2, Jared. What would have your guess been?
See, I had one guess and I just changed it now at the end. I'm going to say Vince Vaughn.
Not a bad guess,
yeah.
but also incorrect. Jared, I think that if you would have guessed a celebrity from one of your previous trains of thoughts, previous quotes, you might have guessed Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, really? I don't even know who he's married to. How could she be quasi-famous?
She's married. He's like some model or something. That,
oh. Okay.
Oh, I could add one of my questions. Is this... See, celebrity even, an asshole.
I didn't even
you
know
could,
that
yes, you could ask questions like that.
I didn't even know he fathered a child.
Well, now you know, guys.
I guess so.
Guess what, Jared?
Poor yeah. kid.
John, we've got one quote remaining, and the game couldn't work out any better.
All
right. No one's got anything right. Let's see if it happens this time. The quote is, I go 3, maybe 4 times a year to get tested for sexually transmitted infections, and most of the time, I don't even need to. John, you start the bidding. I would suggest asking, going a little bit higher on your questions.
Okay. Shane, I can name that celebrity in 9 questions.
9 questions goes to you, Jared. Ping pong it back.
Shane, I can name that celebrity in 8 questions.
Confidently says 8. John praying to the microphone guy.
Shane, I can name that celebrity in 7.
Shane, celeb 6.
I like how he shortens it. 6 questions to Jared. John, you want to make him go for it? Or do you want to try 5?
Shane?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will let Jared pick it.
Oh, my.
So, Jared, let me break this down for you. You've got 6 questions. To get this correct.
Get it correct.
If you get it correct, you correct. Win.
I win.
This will be the first time you've ever won any Scope game show.
First time victor.
If you don't, John wins.
Big time loser.
And replaces you. On the show permanently.
Wow.
The stakes are high.
That would be a hell of a show.
Shane, I'll have to train him. There'll be a training period. I think
session.
And there's an orientation video I need to show you. It's really just about our sexual harassment policy.
We've had a lot of trouble with it in the past.
Yeah. And the benefits package isn't that great.
No,
but,
it isn't.
You do get Fridays off, just so you know.
And all the scratch and sniff Snickers you could ask
so
for.
So you're saying on the radio that your package isn't that great, Shane? Or Jared.
God, yes. What the hell?
Wow. Jared, let's start asking your questions. Let's start whittling this down.
Shane, is this celebrity a female?
Yes. 5
female.
Questions to go.
Duh. Female who gets checked for STIs regularly, whether she needs it or not.
Mm-hmm. To start thinking about the quality of celebrity that might be saying something like that.
Shane, does this female celebrity work in television?
Yes.
Okay.
Four questions, John.
4 questions left. Shane?
Mm-hmm.
Does this celebrity work in situational comedies?
No.
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 Dramatic actress on television. Well, maybe not actress. Could be someone else. A writer.
What do you think of his question so far, John? Is he doing a good job?
I see he's trying to pinpoint a spot here.
Shane?
He's honing in.
Shane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Shane,
back to Jared. Back to Jared. Yes.
Is this female celebrity who works in television, but not on comedies?
Yes.
Is she Caucasian?
Yes.
Caucasian.
She is.
You seem to be leaning towards the Caucasian quotes. What's up with that?
Yeah, you're the racist.
Everyone knows that white people give good quotes.
You know we have a black you know we have a black president, right?
I will not admit that.
Okay.
What? He's black.
This white female television person.
You've got two questions left.
Who is not in comedy, but could be in musical theater.
Could be. You never know.
Checked for STIs on a regular basis, whether she needs it or not. Does this person who I just described work on a medical drama?
No.
Damn it! How many questions have I? One left?
One left.
One left. Not a...
I think you're going to have a great question here.
That I have no idea.
I'm not sure if you're going to get this. But you could do it.
Shane.
Yes. Jared.
Does this celebrity... I don't even know what my question is. I'm just trying to fill the dead air.
Nothing better than dead air. Come on, let's do this. Step up. Be a man.
Does this celebrity work the sidelines of NFL games?
Never.
Never.
Wow, he's really
I think he's given up now. Michelle Tafoya?
No.
It is not.
Susie Colbert?
No. So, Jared, you've asked all your questions. Some might say a questionable question in the last
attempt. I don't have any idea what to ask.
So, let's put it out there. Female, Caucasian, works in television in some manner.
Yep.
Does not cover the sidelines for football games.
Wow.
Give it a guess.
I honestly have no answer.
I'll throw a name out there. You might get lucky. Welcome to the winner's circle,
John. I'm going to say Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters checking for STDs. I'm afraid that is correct.
Is it?
No. Is it? John, do you care to give a guess?
I was just saying.
How about this? Ask me one question that you would have asked to try to pinpoint this, and then give me a guess. What was in your head? What does a John ask?
What does a John ask
to get to the bottom of this?
How much does it cost? That's what a John asks.
No! Don't shut me up!
Crap, I was going to say Lindsay Lohan, but I think she worked in comedies, didn't she?
She did, yes.
Not really on television either.
That's a closer guess, though.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up for a second, all right?
Okay, sorry. Well, John will get to it.
Christian, God.
Maybe we can see if Christian could ask a question. See if he could pull it off, Jared.
Okay. Christian, what's your question?
Rip your fucking lights down in the middle of a scene? Then why the fuck are you walking right through?
I don't even know how to answer that one. It doesn't really pertain to the celebrity, but... John, so you see Lindsay Lohan. The actual... Yeah. I think you might have made more headway if you would have asked if she was born in the USA. The correct answer would have been no. Now, Jared got himself stuck because he eliminated comedies... And then he went right to the drama side of things. But there's also another brand of
television.
Reality.
Which I would consider comedy.
So the correct answer, I would not consider
Paula Abdul?
No, but close. Mm. Kelly Osbourne.
I never would have gotten to that.
Kelly Osbourne.
Never would have gotten
Sorry,
to her.
It was in Us Weekly. What do you
128
want?
Questions I could have asked. I never would have gotten to her.
Well, you should have been 129.
See, I was expecting a current celebrity.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Here we go. Now, I suppose you're going to team up with Gary and then bitch about my questions again.
Well, I think you got the wrong contestant for a celebrity contest.
When am I going to have right contestants?
I don't pay any attention to celebrities, honestly.
Well, guess what? We're going to be playing the game again, so it'll give you time to bone up. I've got a whole
Well, we should bring in guests, then, who might be more into that. So, like a Molly. Molly would probably be way up on it. Carrie. I bet Carrie would love it.
Maybe. John, will you watch my child while my wife comes in? Okay, guys.
Maybe Audrey would like to play.
Name that celebrity.
She probably can do better.
Name that celebrity is over. Jared, continue his streak of losing.
Yep.
That's okay. John, you're a winner.
How did I win?
By default?
By me losing. Default. That's all right.
You won by me losing.
So guess what, guys? We've got a lot more scope coming up. Let's take a break and then get right back to it right now.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Hit it!
This week's song is from Jonathan Colton. It's called Space Doggity. You can find out more from Jonathan Colton at jonathancolton.com. So, yeah. Here's the song.
The cage is very small. A tiny silver ball that makes you a hero. The moment you stare inside. The world is watching you. What you're about to do will live on forever, even though you'll be dead. Buckle up, we're about to turn the engines on. Hello from Sputnik 2, I am receiving you. Thanks for the dog food, I'm somewhere.
Return to the scope, just for the hell of it.
Under the scope. And we are back with Under the Scope. You know, Jared, there are three parts that go into Under the Scope. One part love.
Yep. One part eggs.
Wow. You really don't respond well when you put on the spot. If you look at Jared's 25 top list.
I had about seven different things I was going to say. I couldn't decide.
And you picked eggs. And one part news. Now we've got John handling the news headlines. Are these news headlines straight from Adam?
Yes, they are straight from Adam.
This is his contribution to the show.
Did he actually send them?
He did send these to me. I appreciated that. So, John, let's see how you can just distill these into their essence and really shape them into a compelling segment.
Oh, that's putting me on the spot there, a-hole.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick a scratch or stiff snicker in your face. Yeah. A snicker. A scratch or stiff snicker.
No stickers, please.
Look, gee, you got fucking something to say to this prick?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
Did he say Yo-G or Mick-G?
I don't even know.
All right, I'll go for that first one.
Okay, let's do it.
The Google situation. Google flags
a situation.
Whole internet as malware.
What does that mean?
This scared the crap out of me because it happened to me. Let me read what he's got here.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm with Tom Cruise. I don't buy it.
Said we're not quite sure what's going on, but a couple of minutes ago, any search result from Google started being flagged as malware with a message stating this site may harm your computer, including Google's own websites, as you can see above, which... So I guess I should be reading them.
You might want to read this first.
This is why we love throwing people into throw them right into
Jared,
the lions.
We need to have some sort of bus sound. John just got hit by one.
Yeah.
Page two. Twitter is abuzz with people reporting the massive error. And it's clear that this is happening around the world. Apparently, it's happening with any browser on any platform, too.
I didn't see this. Did this happen to you, John, or
this
Jared?
Happened Saturday... Yeah, a week ago, Saturday morning, I was just browsing the internet, and I came across everything on Google, because I use that as my main search engine.
Now, that's crazy talk. You say you use Google?
Yes, as my main search engine.
What's next,
that's
Jared?
That's really weird.
Well, I don't know. There's other search engines.
Eggs is
there.
One part of the scope, under the scope? That's what I say. Yikes. All right.
Yeah. So... Uh-oh. What the hell is going on there?
I know. The bus sounds aren't that great.
Turn off that generator.
I'm looking for a bus.
There we go. Throw him under the bus.
Okay, thanks. All right. No, it did happen to me, and I was worried.
Either that or John's driving a dump truck.
Could be anything.
Okay,
really.
Well, we got an update on here.
There's an update?
Yeah, Marissa Mayer has now explained the error on the official Google blog. She puts down to a human error after a... slash was mistakenly put in an update sent from the nonprofit stopbadware.org.
Wow, a slash.
To Google.
I can explain that.
The result was every URL in Google's database being classified as malware.
Yep.
Until that stray slash was removed.
Yep. Nerdotron, tell
us all
that
means. They probably just had a list of URLs that were flagged as bad, and someone had included a slash as one of them, which in computer speak means everything.
Yep.
Oh.
Everything, you know, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, yeah, it had me worried
for
about a
day. Jared breaking down the computer stuff for us.
Because it's the only computer I have, so I was a little worried. And it had a virus before, and it was cleaned up. And
you don't want to, you do not want a virus.
Do you get a check for STIs regularly, even if you don't need to?
Sure.
Do you name it Kelly Osborne? The pseudo-celebrity?
Okay.
Ruin the game again, Jared. That's what I did. Ruin the game again.
Okay.
What do you got next there,
right.
Johnny Boy?
One in three broadband subscribers is a pirate.
Really? I mean, how do you get that out at sea? I mean, do they have a satellite connection or?
And they're not Somalian.
Davy Jones.
God. What?
A recently published survey found that one-third of all broadband internet subscribers worldwide admits to having downloaded movies or TV shows illegally. The majority of these downloaders are well aware that their habits are legal, but it doesn't play on their conscience. Every other month,
what do you have to say about that, Jared?
No comment.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've been advised not to say anything.
Yeah, your lawyers, the Scope law team, the law dogs.
At some point, the entertainment industry needs to figure out how to play nice with everyone, because it's obvious people are developing patterns of just downloading stuff.
Well, doesn't
you know?
This stem from making cassette tapes?
Oh, sure.
You know, it's the same, pretty much the same concept, except in a bigger format.
Well,
it's good, but it's a much grander scale than that, because people are getting pristine copies of music or, you know, DVDs, things like that. So
yeah, but still,
it's not quite the same.
A lot of people are just getting their latest TV shows. And it's like, what's the difference between watching it on air or watching it off? I mean, obviously, you don't see the commercials. But I don't see the commercials either, because I have a TiVo and I skip right past them all. Everyone, I know we have these conversations sometimes in our friend group here about, you know, what certain commercials are. Usually it's Earl who brings something up because, you know, he has a TV on all day at home. And I don't have any idea. It's not a burn. It's just that's how his life is.
Yeah.
And I don't understand what he's talking about, because I have not seen the commercials. More often than not, you know, it's like you guys talk about Hotel for Dogs. Never saw a commercial for it. No idea what you're talking about.
I think
about.
You're probably better off.
I'm just saying. Well,
because I never see
commercials. I almost never watch live TV, and the shows I record, I skip. So.
Well, you're not missing much, dude.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, piracy.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, they got to learn.
So the fundamental problem, though, is TV is a medium, an advertising tool. Really,
yeah,
that's what it comes down to. So it's a, you know, how do you get those how do you pay for it? How do you get those messages out if people aren't watching them?
I don't know.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah,
John.
Yeah, and how can they pay their bills to put the shows on?
Exactly.
So
feel bad.
Vicious,
for them.
Vicious cycle. I guess
it's a battle.
I only use the internet to download yogurt.
I don't know how you do it, but introduce me later.
That's interesting. All right. So
much less snappy than Adam. What next, John?
Yeah, that's that broadband. Yeah, we're all all pirates. We're all going
we're all
to
pirates,
hell.
Yep.
Great. Okay. DEA pot raids go on. Obama opposes. Drug Enforcement Administration agents this week raided 4 medical marijuana shops in California, contrary to President Obama's campaign promises to stop the raids. The White House said it expects those kinds of raids to end once Mr. Obama nominates someone to take charge of the DEA, which is still run by Bush administration holdovers. The president believes that federal resources should not be used to circumvent state laws, and as he continues to appoint senior leadership to fill out ranks of the federal government, he expects them to review their policies with that in mind, Nick Shapiro said, White House spokesman.
Isn't it interesting, I think, that isn't one of the tenets of the Republican Party that, you know, a certain amount of state power and not being overrun by federal power, but yet you have the DEA doing exactly that, going over, you know, above and beyond the state laws to raid these shops.
But the word drug is in that, okay. So that makes it bad.
I'm just curious because I think that's kind of odd. You know, it's to have it both ways. I guess I don't know. Doesn't work with me.
Well, we've had I'm the first to admit we've had 8 years of non-Republican situations with the inflated government and spending like crazy and blah blah blah. So it's hasn't really been a
you're saying
traditional
it's not...
Republican 8 years.
Okay. No, I would agree with you on that.
But yeah, I don't know.
Do you think that people should even care about this stuff, John?
No, because I'm only bitching about the stupid digital switchover.
Yeah, you're
which
really
has been eating at me
that.
For days.
Which is it's silly, and I agree with your excitement. I mean, you could argue any number of things in that stimulus package. We're getting way off topic.
I know,
here,
and I yeah, and
are good or bad, but I would argue that I wouldn't agree with you in that in the inclusion of funding for the coupon program as part of that is like what. let's focus on what this thing is supposed to accomplish.
Well, I've gotten so crazy to the point I've broken it down and analyzed how it'd be spent and how much would be left over after they actually used it on coupons, that $650 million.
For the record, by the way, John has been talking about this digital switchover on his Live Journal for the better part of the last week or so. And actually, it was probably one little thing. But John is angry because in the federal bailout package, there's I don't want to say earmarks because that's a naughty word, but there's money set aside to continue to fund the digital switchover because there was not enough money put there initially.
Here's
they ran out of money for the coupons.
You can not call it an earmark, but it totally is a fucking earmark.
Yeah, I know.
And it's
I was being facetious.
And that's where it's like I'm a little pissed at the administration already for that because it's like you said there wasn't going to be any of this and there already is.
Well, I don't like it in there. I think that if you're going to have a federally funded program that's supposed to go to everybody, that it should have been properly funded in the first place. That's what I think. I don't think they should have run out of money.
Yeah, but I also boil it down to, does the government need to pay for your TV?
No,
is
it's
that
not,
a right?
It's not.
Is
it's
television
a
right?
They seem, you know, I guess they could make the argument that it's for emergency broadcasts and stuff like that, you know, to get information out in the time of invasion by aliens or whatever.
But they got radio. Radio's still there.
Radio is still there for now.
I think that that's slightly naive, considering what TV is a part of the fabric of our existence.
Well, I just think that you,
I mean, I understand
you delay it to June, people still aren't going to be ready. Coupons are not. They're not going to be ready. So what's the point? Just start. Just click over. Leave the light on a little bit. They have that provision in there already. And, you know...
Did you happen to see that YouTube video that Adam Laszlo posted
No.
with the old lady? Oh, I'll have to put it up. It's a classic. Anyway.
Yeah, we got way off track. Yeah. Awesome.
Wow.
Woo! All right.
So, yeah, don't raid the pot labs. Or
yeah, right back to pot.
Yeah.
Okay, where was I?
Go Cardinals.
Well, Christian Bale.
Go Cardinals.
We don't need to talk anymore about Christian Bale because he's already looking at me mad.
Professional or not, do I fucking walk around?
let me ask this question. Just
go get a pop, Christian.
Let me ask this question about celebrity in general.
Yeah.
We'll throw it out there since we're not going to rehash the Christian Bale thing. But
unbelievable.
What did he do there?
I don't know. He punched him in the face. Two celebrities have had a pretty rough week. Christian Bale and then Michael Phelps, Olympic star.
Yeah.
Is all this hubbub with these guys much to do about nothing? I mean, at the end of the day, does it really matter? And you take it, why do people care so much?
Well,
no,
I mean,
the media cares.
A lot of it's taken out of context, so it's hard to really, you know, you take one little piece of it without knowing the whole story.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, I've heard people actually defending Christian Bale, and it's like, yeah, maybe he went a little bit too hard on the guy, but it was a very important scene. It was a very, you know, intense emotional scene, and the guy was wrong for walking through the set, so...
So
this
Bale just
is,
had a
belt. What happened.
Yeah. Well, this was the second time he did it, I think.
Ah. See, there's, there's more layers to it. It's like, yeah, when you get all, you get the whole story, it's like, well, okay.
He
maybe he was a little out of line, but yeah, you can understand
he probably, yeah, he was definitely out of line, I think. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean...
You just hear the clip without knowing the story, yeah, and it's all like, wow, this guy's a complete asshole.
So now Christian Bale has to defend himself. And then when he has the problems with beating up his mother or whatever.
Yeah, I know. That
but you know what? I've also heard that his family were gold diggers, and, you know, that was a bunch of hoo-ha. I've heard both sides, so who's to say?
Can I have Tom put this on, please?
Uh-oh. So, and then we get to this Michael Phelps.
He's got the strap on.
What? This Michael Phelps brouhaha. I think this one is probably even more overblown, in my opinion.
Is ridiculous.
I think that people, Americans, are fooling themselves if they, number one, think that almost all celebrities, and I will throw a blanket statement out there, because I will, that number one, they've got issues just like everybody else. Look at yourself and think about your character faults.
Shane, Us Weekly talks about this all the time. They're just like us.
They're just like us. They smoke doobies.
The one walking.
But I just think it's ridiculous. I mean,
get Tom and put this back on. Let's go again.
And then you put that in the frame of reference of athletes.
Yeah.
Why would you ever want your children to have an athlete as a role model? You know, they may be a role model in terms of how well they perform, but as a person, I think you're asking for trouble.
Or actually, all the career choices that years ago kids aspired to be are all bad now. So you got sports, you got politics, you got the clergy,
mm-hmm.
It's like everything is police. I mean, you know, it's they jump on every police corruption thing you could think of, and it's just like, what happened to the good old days?
I think, to quote Stevie Wonder, there's good and bad in everyone.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
And you're going to have your good cops, you're going to have your bad cops, you're going to have your good celebrities, you're not your bad celebrities. Although, my guess is celebrities are probably more connected to, I wouldn't say corrupt, more apt to be living that lifestyle. It's a little bit more loosey-goosey. But Michael Phelps losing all this money for, you know, taking a hit out of a bong. The kid's like, how old is he, like 20-something?
Now, did he actually,
early
20s. Let's not kid ourselves, he did. But, I mean, it's like, it's just a photo.
Yeah. It is, but that doesn't matter. He's, you know, you're going to be convicted in a court of law by doing something like that and having it photographed. I just think that, you know, celebrities in general are doing this stuff all the time. Trust me, we've heard many, many stories about people talking about that.
You know, my next prediction?
Athletes, you know, half the NFL members in the Players Association are smoking dope. I mean, give me a break. That's part of what it is.
Killing people.
Or whatever. Well, no, Earl, they're not killing people, but...
Yes, they're killing
raping
everyone.
Them.
Raping and killing.
I'm just saying that, you know, if you know somebody that's...
Causing Earl
drive
up a curb.
If you know somebody who smokes a little weed, I guarantee that people in the NFL are smoking weed, or the Major League Baseball, or on the Paramount studio lot. I mean, it's just part of society.
Or
people
in a clinic in California.
Exactly. So there we go.
Or
there's
on a pre-taped radio podcast show.
Yep, right now. Wow. Coming from the guy who's never smoked weed. Give me a break.
So I've seen the movies.
Here's my next prediction of the celebrity scandal. Jared from Subway eating a Burger King burger.
Oh, my God. He's totally going to lose his
endorsement. Jared from Subway eating eating a burger with Jared from The Scope eating a Subway sandwich.
All on the front step of a Jared jewelry store.
Exactly.
The Galleria of Jewelry.
So that wraps up news. Let's move on to reviews. A little bit of a loosey-goosey review. Jared and I are going to take a quick 5-minute look at the new season of Lost. In general, everyone knows that Lost is one of our favorite programs, consistently one of the best-written, best-acted shows on TV. But this year, Lost has taken a different track. Instead of doing the standard flashbacks or flash-forwards as they have in previous years, they're doing more of a time travel, skipping through time multiple times in one episode, John. So it's very quick. Time periods
all supposed to jump in here.
Yep, time periods all over the place. You really have to pay attention this season, don't you, Jared?
Something else than I don't know if you found this odd too, but they replaced the entire cast with circus freaks. It was really strange.
Yes, and they all look like John. Thank you, Jared. Let's play a clip of Lost. I believe the one you've selected is a conversation between Bad Boy Sawyer and island spiritualist John Locke.
We have to go back to the orchid.
We're underwater
Excuse
right now.
Me? The orchid.
That's YouTube for you.
That's where all this started. Maybe it's where it'll all stop.
The greenhouse is a long ways away.
He said he had a Zodiac raft back at the beach. We could take that, cut around the horn of the island, and get the orchid in half the time.
And let me guess, you know exactly what to do when we get there.
Not exactly at all, but I know that Ben used it to leave the island, and if I can do the same thing, I believe I can save us.
And how are you going to do that?
This is all happening because they left. I think it'll stop if I can bring them back.
Bring who back?
Jack, Son, Saeed, Hugo.
Fuck's sake, man,
the boat
blew
up and that chopper was probably on it.
I'm not dead, James.
Says who?
That doesn't matter. All that matters is they've got to come back. I have to make them come back. Even if it kills me.
You need to isolate those clips immediately, Jared. You're doing our show a disservice.
What?
We gotta have them. Gotta have them. So, yeah, Lost is a little bit denser. I would say slightly more difficult to understand. And the one major change that's happened in the first... Well, how many episodes have there been, Jared? Three?
Four.
Three or four?
Five.
That I would say slightly less focus on the emotions, the character-driven aspects of it, and more about driving the plot forward.
Yes.
Your opinion, Jared R.
On Lost. Everything in general?
Yes.
I was a little concerned about how the season was going to go once I learned that they're going to be jumping through time. They established early on that you're not going to be able to change time if you go in the past. You could attempt to do something, but still it's going to end up the way it is. It's immutable.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was important. Otherwise, you get into revisionist history and then anything's possible.
Yeah.
And I think the show suffers for it.
Bigger embracing of science fiction elements this season.
Definitely.
I mean, they've always been there, but they've sort of peaked around the corners. This year, it's front and center. And a major player in the game. It's almost like a new character itself.
Absolutely. What I like, I think, best about the season is they're giving some of my favorite characters really, really big parts in the story. And that's Daniel Faraday. I think he's cool. And Desmond. Those are probably my two favorite characters currently. And they both have very big parts to play in how things are progressing.
Yeah, the main characters that have been on the show in previous years, they certainly have their roles to play. But as you said, some of these other characters that were brought in later in the series... really stepping to the forefront and pushing the action in new directions.
Yes. I like how Desmond has, we saw his ability in the past seasons where he is has visions of the past and he's actually kind of transported to those places. Well, that's really becoming an element to the story and how he's able to help them. I mean, Daniel gives him a message in the past, but it's not like he has a new memory. It's because he was somehow transported there and actually experienced it,
exactly.
Which is cool. And that's the one way that things can be affected is because of Desmond. He has this unique ability to jump around through time like that. But I don't know. The acting's really strong. I think I hope they don't get into too much of let's jump through times and revisit important events of the past seasons, because that's not that interesting. Unless there's something significant that maybe we missed the first time around that we need to see, or we can see how it all ties together. But I don't know, this last episode you had where they jumped back with Sawyer and he's saw Kate and what's her name, Claire. At the birth of Aaron, their son. And it was really, I don't know that it was a significant moment for Sawyer other than he got to do, pine over Kate not being there anymore.
So, yeah, it's not, he's not being interjected into these situations. They're sort of witnessing them on the outside.
Yeah, and I'm fine to have character moments where you can get people to get misty-eyed over something. That's fine. I'm not comfortable with them using the time travel device as that thing.
I think
it needs to be more selectively used.
I agree with you. I think the time travel element should probably calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
To do it as much as they have, I think that it kind of gets confusing, a little convoluted. I think that they're going to have to regulate that some way. Otherwise, I think the show's going to be all over the place. But we'll see. You know, the writers have never disappointed me, and I don't suspect they will this time. If they do, I'll be very angry, and I'll punch John in the face.
I
thanks.
Suck it, haters.
Now, there's some criticism out there that the storyline of the Oceanic Six and whomever else happened to have gotten off the island is not nearly as compelling as what's going on the island. And I kind of agree with that.
I agree with that.
I guess it's important, but I don't know. How can you really compete with people on a crazy island that's jumping through time?
Yeah.
I mean, this is easily going to be more compelling than people running around Los Angeles trying to do whatever they do. I don't know.
I think that in the next few episodes, hopefully that storyline of the Oceanic Six will become more intense and relevant to what's going on the island.
Yeah, well, we've been spending the last few episodes kind of collecting the characters, and now I guess I would hope that they at some point get to that point where they are trying to figure out how to get back to the island.
Exactly. So let's give this thing a score, Jared. Score for Lost, the current season. It is...
The Scope score is... 3.25 stars.
So, very, very good score. Yeah. Right up there in the highest star amount.
It's still... it's one of the shows that I try to get to as soon as possible when it's recorded. So.
Some might say ASAP.
Yes.
So guess what, John? Last part of Under the Scope.
Yes.
It's coming at you right now. We call it Coming Soon. And guess what? Now that Christmas is over, media is starting to kick out.
Like awesome. I can't wait to spend my stimulus money on it.
Here's the problem. Yeah, we'll see if people will be doing sad sec albums because they're so scared of the way things are going. But
Media entertainment?
Yes.
Will I be able to pick it up at my local Circuit City?
No.
Oh.
I don't think they're getting new merchandise.
What about my local Cost Plus World Market?
No. But we don't really feature, you know, exotic salad dressings.
What about my local Snyder's?
No.
Or my local Macy's?
Yes.
Or my Donaldson's.
Donaldson.
Wow, you're alienating all of our out-of-state listeners.
My Carson Peary Scott.
Very nice. So, everybody, we've got music. We've got a decent list of music coming up for February 10th.
Any Regina Spektor?
No, but in a similar vein, we've got the new album from Lily Allen, Amy Winehouse alike. Some people might be angry about that statement, but I don't care.
She's not nearly as drunk, though.
No. It's Not Me, It's You. That's the name of her album. We've also got an album from Jared's favorite artist of all time. That would be Busta Rhymes with B-O-M-B, Bomb, or Back on My Bullshit.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
Speaking of rap, Missy Elliott's back with Block Party. And the Australian alternative singer Ben Lee with The Rebirth of Venus. And finally, the most eagerly awaited album of the week, Courtney Love's Nobody's Daughter.
Winners.
Are people actually
all winners
looking forward to her?
No, I don't think they're all. That was slightly.
You know,
sarcastic.
She had a nice career revival there for a while. She was acting. She had Hole.
Yep.
She had her solo career. You know, she looked like she was off drugs and she was had herself put together, and then she kind of fell apart again.
Luckiest broad in the history of music.
Yeah.
No, but she still has a face you want to hit with a sock full of marbles.
Definitely. Wow. And not the little ones, the big shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
February 17th brings us four notable albums. The Century of Self by And You Will Know Us by
The Trail of the Dead. Yeah.
Architecture in Helsinki, That Beep, and Morrissey comes back with Years of Refusal.
Morrissey.
And then so
Architecture in Helsinki is the band?
Yep.
I don't know. I like Australian Bureau of Statistics better.
Okay, fair enough. And M. Ward has Hold Time. So there we go. Four releases coming at you.
None of them are interested to me.
Not too much.
What about you? Anything you want to get off that list?
Talking to me or talking to John?
Talking to you, Shane.
John's just here. I would probably give a little listen to the Helsinki. I would listen to the Lily Allen album, and that's really about it.
All right.
Motion Pictures, February 13th. That's a Friday, John.
Valentine's Day
weekend. When movies are often released. We've got three terrific date movies coming out. We've got The International. That's Clive Owen risks his life and limb to bring down a bank. Because you know what? Now we have to bring down banks.
Yeah.
Who's getting kind of sick of him?
I'm not really sick of him.
He played the same. I don't know. He's one.
You didn't
those...
like Children of Men?
I liked it, but I thought his part was blah.
You, sir, bland. Are gay. That's one of the greatest movies I've seen in the last 5 years.
Oh yeah, really?
Yes, I thought it was unbelievably done. So does Tom Cruise, and Jared agrees with me as well. Don't you?
I laughed like Cruise.
That was a
show.
Spooky laugh.
I know.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
Speaking of politically appropriate albums, motion pictures, Confessions of a Shopaholic, because, you know, nobody loves to shop more nowadays than moviegoers. This is the story of a woman who credit debt helps an avid shopper find love. Boy, that doesn't sound great.
That's top on my queue.
And that's for Valentine's Day?
That is for Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
And here's another one for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Let's see if John's head explodes with Friday the 13th, the remake
that's
of the...
That's for those who don't have women.
The most
men,
loved
whatever
slasher film series maybe of all time. John, what is your opinion on Friday the 13th?
You know, I really don't care because it's so oversaturated with this remake crap and Michael Bay is a wiener, but you know, everyone knows it. So
at some point there's going to be rebellion against
I would see it for free.
At some point everything's going to be remade because just about everything is remade over time.
No, but not to this ridiculous extent and this short of a time period.
So do you think Michael Bay will ever get the rights to the scope and remake it?
I hope so.
I mean, they'd just be explosions.
I'd like to have him on the show. I think that would be great. February 20th.
Make sure I'm there.
Yes. February 20th brings us a trio of terrific movies. Medea goes to jail. When Medea's troublemaking antics land her behind bars, all sorts of shenanigans happen. That's Tyler Perry's latest. It's based on a stage show. It also co-stars Rudy from the...
Keisha Knight-Pulliam?
Yes, as a prostitute that's in jail with Medea.
Oh, wow.
Rudy, what are you doing?
Another movie, Youth in Revolt. Like most teens, young Nick Twisp is ruled by his libido, and that Nick is played by Michael Cera. And from the recesses of a trailer park in Northern California, Twisp concocts a plan, make that multiple schemes, John, to lose his virginity to a local girl, the precocious Sheeny Saunders, played by Portia Doubleday. So, Michael Cera, overexposed or not?
Overexposed? I don't know.
Too much?
As long as he's showing some range in his characters, I guess I'm okay with it.
Okay, and the second movie John will be seeing that day, Fired Up, two high school jocks decide to ditch their annual football training session for cheerleading camp, where they think their ruse will result in plenty of hookups.
Ooh.
That sounds like an autobiography of John's story.
Oh, yeah. Chortles galore.
He's got the,
except he was one of the cheerleaders.
You can pull off the skirt.
You know, if those movies don't interest you, you can go to your local Blockbuster or maybe even Best Buy and pick up these DVDs on February 10th.
Yeah.
The Fat Albert Easter Special.
What?
They had an Easter special.
Simon and Simon Season 2.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nice.
It's time to celebrate the birth of our Lord.
Jeebus Grabus.
Hey, be fabbit dabbit. Web is my by Abigs. That's mush. My name and name is Mubbish Mabbeth. Fabbit Abbott.
Fabbit Abbott.
What do you want?
Why am I able to do a top of the doobie
bee? I don't know what you said. Give me some chicken.
Why am I able to cripple shit your baby dable? Sober Mabbit Abbott.
What? What?
Yeah. And then there's Rudy. Hey, Rudy. Why are you so short? Remember Rudy, the little short?
Yeah.
Actually, Rudy was a tall guy. Rudy was always making fun of the tall guy. What was his name?
No, the guy with the white... That was Bill Cosby that played the guy in the white shirt.
Bill Cosby played everybody.
No,
there's a character named
Rudy. But he's actually in there.
Rudy was a short little guy.
No, he was a taller one, wasn't he?
So who was the short guy then?
I don't know.
Look it up on the internet. Let's do it.
Hervé Villechaize.
Okay, so also, as Jared is extending this Fat Albert joke, we've also got My Little Pony Live on February 10th.
Yeah!
Not a big day for DVD releases on February 10th.
That's
February 17th, however, brings us a lot of new things. Body of Lies, which is some movie.
With Madonna?
Changeling.
That's Body of Evidence.
Changeling. Sorry. High School Musical 3. Religious. That is the Bill Maher movie.
Religious.
And for John, Smurfs Volume 1.
Are you serious? This is all we got coming.
It's pretty quiet, and recession has killed movie releases. Jared,
I think Russell was a little one.
Russell, yeah. He'd say, hey, Rudy!
Rudy was sharp, kind of smooth talker, and huckster whose smart, alecky attitude is always getting him into trouble.
I like it. I like your Fat Albert imitation.
Mushmouth.
By the way, Mushmouth asked why is Christian Bale so angry? Why is he so mad? Why the Ibis Cribbish Jabber Dabber de Bale?
Fucking idea about, hey, it's fucking distracting.
Hey, hey.
Very nice. So we've also got some video
games. Hey, it's fucking distracting. Give me some chicken.
We're back to the chicken.
When Jared pulls the watermelon out, then we know we got trouble.
No.
Video games coming the week of February 8th.
Yes.
We've got the House of the Dead Overkill for the Wii, so you could use your Wii Wand to shoot zombies. We've got Fear 2 Project Origin for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. And this one I thought is sort of an interesting release. Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection. I think it's every...
Wait. Sonic's Ultimate Genocide? What?
Yes. He's speeding through ways to kill people. That is pretty much, I think, every Sonic game that ever released on the Genesis.
Shane, I already have those. I downloaded some ROMs last night because I'm a pirate. I'm one of three. Yeah. I have all the Nintendo games, too.
Week of February 15th.
I played Secret of Mana last night.
I gotcha. February 15th.
I'm going to play it again later.
We've got two good releases. The Grand Theft Auto downloadable content package, The Lost and the Damned, hits for the Xbox 360. And also, Street Fighter 4 hits for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Neat.
Which, that could be a great game to reintroduce Jared and Earl to fighting combat. Because, boy, when they play Street Fighter games, the battle rages and rages on. I love it.
We'll see.
Earl likes to do the foot stomp from Chun-Li right on Jared's head.
It is. It's fucking distracting.
So, Jared, that wraps up Coming Soon and Under the Scope.
Sorry, jumped the gun a little bit.
That's all right. Under the Scope.
So, Jared,
I just couldn't wait to get the comments.
This is your turn. Let's bring some comments for our three-hour show. How long has it been so far?
We're an hour and 25 minutes.
Oh, we're making great time, yeah. John.
Awesome.
So,
hey, got some comments from the blog.
I sense a little Bill Cosby in that one, too. It's getting better.
Mike says, just started listening to the new show. I am only 16 minutes in, and I just have to say that
I'm done.
No. He says he's really enjoyed the football talk. How about at least a sports segment every once in a while? You guys seem to know what you're talking about for the most part. Either that or you fake it well. Shane, which one is it?
We do a little bit of both, but John has given me some dubious thoughts in my head about how we could have sports segments every show. So,
oh, no.
So, yeah.
Be warned. That's all I'm going to say. Be warned.
Comment number two, Cyrus, who had our voicemail last show, says, finally, it's been a long couple of scopeless weeks, but you guys are back and strong, except Adam. He was missed. Al is definitely a worthy replacement, but let's face it, he's not a Jew.
John, are you a Jew? Any Jew in your family?
My nose is a Jew, but I'm not a Jew.
Yeah, we should have a contest. Who would be more mistaken for a Jew, John or Shane? I've got the hair.
You got the hair. I don't know.
Shane,
okay.
Hey, Shane's a Jew if I ever saw one.
Jared, finally contributing to the show after 8 weeks of being terrible.
My terribly bad fan opener impression.
I think it's very good.
Okay.
Next.
We also have a voicemail.
No.
The great Luke Ski called and he left a message. It's a very, I don't know, he seems a bit angry.
Jared asked me to listen to it ahead of time. I have not.
No, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Hey, this is Luke Ski calling once again with a little bit of a commentary on start off.
Hello.
Very shortly afterwards, you get this old, oh, no.
Start over. Sorry.
What the hell?
Hey, this is Luke Ski calling once again with a little bit of a commentary on the content of the scope. Most shows start off and then very shortly afterwards, you get this old, oh, now it's time for the most elusive scope host. What's going on with Adam? And then we, you know, hear Adam talk for about 20 minutes about him installing a Etch-a-Sketch in a Kentucky school or something, and then it's like, oh, that's great. Okay, now on to blah, 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 and then you go on to the next thing. And you keep talking about how Adam is the most elusive, mysterious scope host. I know more about Adam than I know about Shane at this point in my life. I want to know what's up with Shane, and I want to know what's up with Jared. I want more Shane and more Jared content.
What about Fat Albert?
No, you know, no disrespect, Adam. You're awesome. You're the man. I agree with, you know, most of your insights on celebrities and comedy and things. But, you know, I want to know what's up with Shane and Jared. I think it needs to be a more balanced scope that way. And, yeah, so...
That's I think Luke's it. Hanging out with Michael Phelps right now.
Is that it?
That is it, Shane.
Wow, I don't know really what to make of that.
It's a tough one. What do you think when there's not enough content about you and me, and Adam takes... we always talk about Adam, or... I mean, obviously, not the last two shows.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to talk about the dead bodies in my basement every week, so... You're going to have to put that out of your head, Luke-ski.
That's not something you want to talk about.
No, that's my own personal business.
Luke, I think it's because Shane is afraid of opening up.
Yeah. I'm very closed off to my feelings.
It's very odd that he won't wear pants during the show, though. Yep. I mean, I would think that's a pretty open fellow who doesn't wear pants.
It's fucking distracting!
What does Christian Bale think of that, Jared?
What?
What does Christian Bale think of me not wearing pants during the show?
I don't know.
Fuck, are you walking right through?
Well, I'm sitting down, Christian. You don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
Well, Luke wants me to talk more, Christian. He wants me to talk more. What am I supposed to do?
Okay. That's it for comments, Shane.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, so give us an update on our iTunes comments drive.
Shane, you know we put the call out there for 20 reviews in iTunes.
We did.
And Shane, you know how many reviews we have?
6. Uh-oh, that's a drum roll. It's like he was prepared.
Shane, I'm happy to announce.
Mm-hmm.
We've met our goal of 20.
20?
20 reviews.
We did it.
Actually, our listeners did it. Thank you for taking the time to go out there.
No, we did it. We browbeat them into it.
You're right. We did it. We forced you to go to iTunes and write those kind words. And most of them are 5 stars. We did get 1 or 2 4 stars, so... Unfortunately, our average rating is 4.5 stars. Now.
That's insulting.
It's insulting.
So that means we need to get more stars out there to get 5 or more reviews, Jared.
New goal.
We do have a new goal. I like it.
He's 30. We're going to 30.
30, John. So 30. Tell your friends. If you live in foreign countries, even better, because we like that international flair. You could put a foreign language up there if you like.
I haven't tried to see. This is all in the U.S. I haven't checked other countries to see if there's other reviews. Because I think you can change your country in iTunes, and the reviews might be different. So I'm not sure if it aggregates them or not.
Would we be found like in the UK iTunes?
I would imagine we're in every iTunes.
Oh, that'd be very exciting.
Yes. Shane, our listeners in the Democratic Republic of Congo are listening.
All right, I like it. So what else?
You may have heard the sponsor episode sponsored by John at the beginning of the show.
John sponsored our show.
I'd like to say that for anyone who wants to sponsor an episode, a donation of a minimum of $5 will get you sponsorship of an episode. We'll throw your name in the clip there and play beforehand, and you'll be the envy of everyone.
I think Christian Bale thinks a lot of John, myself.
You do?
I really do.
Okay.
Mature. Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Yeah, that's what he thinks of John.
He's right.
Christian Bale has really boiled down our show to that one particular statement.
Pretty much.
Love it.
So anyway, you can donate by going to thescopeshow.com, clicking on the donate button, and you can donate any amount. $1 is appreciated, whatever. You know, we don't have a lot of expenses on the show, but it does occasionally cost us money, especially when we take our road trips to conventions and whatnot. And
Jared takes us road trips.
If you feel like it's worth it and you have a little extra money in your pocket.
Because God knows you all do it at this point in time. Everybody has a lot of extra money.
Yeah.
Am I ruining our pitch, Jared?
You're trying.
Yeah, you're bringing us on a down note.
I'm trying to make it a positive thing, and you're saying, no, you guys, it's tough times out there. You should save those pennies. You should spend it on frozen peas instead.
Well, just imagine how cheap this entertainment is.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. What's better? Would you rather eat a pot pie or listen to 1.5 hours of us?
Yeah.
Really, what's going to fill your...
My wife would vote for pot pie.
Now, Shane, the pot pie might fill your belly,
mm-hmm.
but the scope will fill your soul.
Quick, immediate, nerd roundtable favorite flavor, pot pie, John.
Pot pie? It's,
pot pie!
Turkey.
Jared!
Swanson's chicken.
Swanson's beef.
Beef.
Suck it. I love a good beef. Beefy. Christian Bale, your favorite pot pie.
I don't know that he has one, Shane.
Oh, I bet he's clipping there somewhere.
You think so?
Do we?
All right. Anything else, Jared?
If you have comments, questions, critiques, concerns, or cash, you can send them all to comments@thescopeshow.com. You can dial our voicemail line like the great Luke Ski has often. 646-495-9201, extension 70055. Don't be afraid. It works. Luke Ski has proven that it works.
Yep.
Get your voice heard on the show. You can also join our Facebook group.
It's growing.
There's a link right on our website that links to Facebook. Otherwise, you can search for it in Facebook. It's there. I'm not sure what happens there. Sometimes there's discussion topics.
Yeah. I think I might be adding a discussion topic, but I'm going to throw it out right now. I'm curious if there...
Pot pie flavor?
Pot pie flavor. And I'm curious if any of our listeners out there want us to review any specific thing or if they have any ideas for things that they would like us to talk about.
I believe we have a segment that we were planning called You Select It, We Dissect It.
Yes.
And we haven't actually done that
yet. We haven't done that.
If there's something you want us to review, yeah.
Or if you want us to talk about ourselves, or if there's something you want to know about me, if you want to ask a question about me, or you want to ask Jared to answer something about himself, or even Adam, even though apparently we know everything about Adam and that there is to know, or a special fill-in guest, feel free to let us know, because when you control the content, that means it's only good stuff.
And what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
That's terrible is what it is. So there we go. Is that it, Jared? Are you done with your segment?
I have nothing else to say other than, oh, wait, I should probably plug MarsCon.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's coming up in, I guess, less than
three.
It'll be less than 4 weeks by the time this show is released. That's MarsCon, science fiction fantasy convention in Bloomington, Minnesota. It's March 6th through 8th. It's a good time to come out. I believe it's $55 at the door, which really sucks for you people who are poor and have already donated to us. So what are you going to do?
And you know what? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jared.
I'm just going to say there's a lot of comedy music out there. There's 3 days of it. Our band, my band and John's band, Possible Oscar, will be performing Friday night at 9:30. But yeah, come on out. There's all kinds of things to do.
You know, Jared, that we were asked to host a panel about podcasting, and we did not do anything about that.
Were we asked to host a panel? We were asked. Nikki had put out there if we wanted to do something, we could, but I don't know that we were asked.
We didn't do anything.
If we were asked, it did not get to me.
Well, there's also Hot Snack Time, which is another special guest.
Yes, band. There's a Hot Snack Time. I might actually talk to whomever's doing programming, and if there is a podcasting panel, I might want to get on that. Maybe you should get on it, too.
I'll get on it. I don't know.
I mean, I think of the people who are going to be at MarsCon, we're probably one of the better-known podcasters. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what other people do.
Maybe we need to get on that. Okay.
Anyway, that's off topic.
We'll take this offline, as they say. We'll take it offline.
Shane, we're going to do it online.
All right. Let's do it that way. Let's do it online. Let's take it online.
Anything else that you need to talk about?
I don't need to talk about anything.
John, you had some exciting things going on in your life?
I just plug in the scoreoffchallenge.com.
Oh, yes. Right.
Which has been kind of dry for a while.
Well, if you're plugging something, you don't say it's dry. You got to say it's going, it's hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's hot, hotter than shit.
It's ready to take off.
Christian Bale's been talking about it.
Yes.
He really has been a lot to say about the Scoreoff Challenge.
No, Earl designs the, you know, the great premises for the movies.
Christian,
I'm talking.
You shut up for a second.
No,
right?
Let me talk.
I'm gonna go. Do you want me to go fucking trash your
lights? All right,
lights?
Let's do this. Let's do it.
Do you want me to fucking trash your
lights? Come on, bring
you
your lights.
My scene.
He wants your lights.
You are trashing my scene. You do it one more fucking time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired.
Boy, you are really on his shit list.
God, my ribs.
Anyway, so a friend of the show, Earl, he concocts some sort of premise.
Yep.
Movie premise, and then your job is to what?
And they're very hilarious. And then me and Adam Laszlo from, he's a listener of the show.
He is.
And we both.
I only have about 4 minutes of music left for this block.
Hurry up. All right. Don't spit it out.
Just compose a little 3-minute song and, you know, as a theme for the movie.
So. And people can go to the scoreoffchallenge.com.
Correct.
And check that out. So, everybody, it's going like gangbusters. You're going to love it.
Busting those gangs.
So, everybody, this has been episode 66 of The Scope. We'll be back with 67, and maybe Adam. We'll find out in 2 weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, Das Vidanya. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.
I got fucking something to say to this prick.
I didn't see it happen.
Well, somebody should be fucking watching and keeping an eye on him.